The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Whatever's on your mind. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us also via Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm with you tonight. You've got Ian,
James,
and TJ the Spy.
Let's go right to the phones, to the fun. We'll talk to Ralph first. He's in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ralph.
If you notice that in this election cycle, you know, the issue of race has been stirred up by Hillary and Obama.
It's stirred up every year. It's something that is used to divide people, and I think it has worked on you, Ralph. I think it has worked on you because you come across as not exactly friendly towards black people.
Let's say that again.
I said you come across, and that may not be your intention, you come across as somebody who's not exactly friendly to black people. Now, listeners who don't know you, maybe they're tuning in for the first time tonight, don't know this about you.
Listen, some listener noticed about me? Is that what you said?
No, that's what I've noticed about you. I thought
Ralph was black.
No, he's from the Philippines.
Oh, okay, so he's Asian.
I cannot be racist enough. Since I can't be able to judge people according to character, not according to their complexion. But that being said, you know, Hillary is pandering to shotgun to cling on to the black vote. And that's a fact.
She's firing a shotgun?
To cling on.
A Klingon.
To hold on.
A rite of ascension.
Do you speak Klingon, Ralph?
To hold on to the black vote. But that being said, you know, race relation in this country has been...
Sometimes he might as well be speaking Klingon because it can be hard to understand him. I tried to get Ralph to install Skype on his smartphone, but he hasn't done it yet. When are you going to install Skype, Ralph, so we can better understand you on the radio?
All right.
That's a serious question. You're going to do that?
Okay.
You promise? Do I have your word? Ralph, you seem like a man of your word. Do I have your word that you will install Skype and call us on Skype next time?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's free. You know, it's totally free to call on Skype.
Do you have
audio quality's better.
It's like an instant upgrade to your call quality. And when you've got a foreign accent, and you definitely have one, it can be hard for people who don't have that same accent to really follow what it is that you're saying. So sometimes we have to kind of translate on the air and ask for clarification. And I'm more than willing to do that. I am. Obviously, you know, you continue to call and we keep putting you on the air.
Let me say this.
Skype. S-K-Y-P-E. It's by Microsoft. I'm not endorsing Skype, by the way. Go ahead, Ralph.
Let me say this. Yes. Race relation has been worsened by Obama not only with his playing the race card and race baiting, but...
You may be right. I don't know.
But
I mean, I don't know if it's true. It may be true that people get along better. With other people, you know, of different races. Maybe race relations in D.C. aren't so good, but maybe, you know, individual to individual in American towns and cities, people are actually getting along better. Isn't that a possibility? Isn't it possible that people don't really care about what politicians say or do and it has no real effect on how they interact?
I was a card-carrying member of the KKK, and then as soon as Obama got elected
Please
president...
Please don't tell me that's true.
I said, yeah, I'm openly... Okay. Yeah.
He's sarcasm.
I'm a sarcasm. There, Ian. So anyway, I was an open card-carrying member of the KKK, and then as Obama got elected, I said, I totally see the error in my ways. I love black people now. I'm willing to set aside my prejudicial beliefs and just love everybody equally.
Well, obviously, that's not going to happen, but I think that generally people have... I think generally people are getting along better than they were, you know, decades ago, don't you think?
Well, I think so, but I think that's only because we're not being forced to, you know, do business with each other. Like, I think one thing that's really gone a long way to help people get along with each other is eBay. because now
the marketplace, you mean? Just
well, yes, or eBay. Well, I mean, it used to be if you were in the town of Keene, you made everybody mad. That would be a death knell to you because where are you going to get your food? Where are you going to get all your supplies? Now, thanks to FedEx and UPS, you can be a hated member of the community, yet still order your food on Amazon and have it delivered to your
house.
You
wouldn't want to live somewhere where everybody hated you, though. Anyway, Ralph, one more question for you. That is, how do you feel about cannabis decriminalization or ending prohibition?
What?
Huh?
How do I feel about what?
You know what cannabis is? Marijuana?
Drugs? The fun things in
I'm
life.
Just asking him about cannabis. And look, we don't need to go to the wall with Ralph here. I'm just asking him about cannabis, about marijuana.
This is how I feel about it. That Bill Clinton should have included that in his crime bill, and now they walk back about that thing when that has done a lot of good things in this country, the crime bill of Bill Clinton. Why they would apologize about that?
So wait, you're saying the crime bill should have had cannabis decriminalization or cannabis legalization?
Yes, absolutely.
So you're on board with that? Right on. Hey, thanks, Ralph. I'm glad to hear that we agree on something. I appreciate that. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So there's a Trump-supporting guy who actually supports decriminalizing cannabis. Good for him.
Yeah, and I feel the need to point out, you know, I got to give into my white liberal guilt, as Ralph often talks about. TJ's last boyfriend was black, so he...
Yes.
Just for the record, he's not a member of the KKK or has ever been.
They say once you go black, you never go back, but apparently you did.
No, well, I mean, it's really interesting because, you know, my mom just... The whole gay thing, she was fine with that. But bringing home a black person, she had a serious problem with that.
Really?
So for the longest of time, I said, oh, he's my friend. So this is one of the things, is that your mom can totally accept that you're in love with another man.
And she knew you were gay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, no, Mom, he's my friend. And then, of course, she kind of just said, are you sure he's not more than your friend? Okay, now, Mom, you ask now. So it was
she
one
sort
of the things.
Out.
She kind of was like, well, she frowned and just said, well, I'll be nice to him, but only because of you.
That's a step in the right direction, I guess.
Well, I guess, yeah. She's old now, and she says, I don't care who you fall in love with. I'm too old to care anymore. So,
toll-free number tonight allows you to join us here. The number's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, James, you're going to tell us about the Flying Spaghetti Monster. Apparently, there has been a court decision that is directed towards the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
That's right. So I guess,
and it's not good. We're gonna get into it. Our toll free number, if you want to share your thoughts with us, whether it's on freedom of religion or corruption in government, you can join us here. Skype username is lrn.fm. I do want to go through some quick, because we were talking about New Hampshire and this torch passing event that went on today, where dozens came out to support this cannabis torch that's going to be going down.
The marijuana.
Yeah, it's big. I'll be putting up the pictures are up right now on the Free Talk Live Facebook page. So you go to facebook.freetalklive.com. You can link over to a full album of pretty decent pictures that I was able to take today at the event. And I'll select some of them because Daryl W. Perry was there, presidential candidate. Daryl W. Perry, there's some great pictures of him chiefing on this huge, because basically this tremendously large joint, I don't know, maybe it was 4 feet long, maybe a little bit longer than that. It wasn't actually a joint. It was like, it had a torch at the end of it and you could light it. Anyway, everybody had their chance to kind of have their picture taken with this torch. And so I've got pictures of Rich Paul, Daryl B. Perry, myself.
So our presidential candidate. Good Daryl W. Perry. By the way,
there aren't many presidential candidates who will, you know, be publicly seen at a cannabis festival like this.
Yes. By the way, I've already got locked in. If Daryl W. Perry gets elected president, he's already agreed to appoint me as head of the FBI. So I will be taking Jim Comey's. I gave him $5 to donate to his presidential campaign. I said,
now that's not buying a seat on the cabinet. Would that be legal?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I hope we actually get to find out. I imagine the thing
is... You didn't say this $5 is
specifically... No, of course I did. I said I wanted to buy the vice presidency, and he said, well, I already have a vice presidential running mate selected. And I said, how about the Department of Defense or the Department of Justice? I want to be the Attorney General. He said, how about Director of the FBI? And I said, okay, that's fine.
Because you always wanted to be in the FBI, right?
That is correct. I actually, when I was 23 years old, on my 23rd birthday, I applied to be a special agent, a Series 1811 special agent, and I'm about to age out soon. You have to be 37.
So you couldn't get the job.
Yeah, well, I can't get the job anymore because I'm about to turn too old. I'm about to turn 37.
Our toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. Some great news on the jury nullification front coming up for you as well. Your right to vote your conscience on a jury. That's what jury nullification is. We'll tell you what the good news is. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here on Free Talk Live. Skype username LRN.FM. We continue.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-718-3929. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% free home trial, with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-718-3929. That's 1-800-718-3929. 1-800-718-3929.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Debt Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, not good news for the church. of the flying spaghetti monster. James has that story he'll share with us. Also, if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker or more than one bumper sticker. You know people love to read them. Check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at LibertyStickers.com. And if you got something that you want them to print, they can do that too. LibertyStickers.com. As we continue, Ian James and TJ the Spy in the studio here tonight. There's a lot of big news coming out of the State House in Concord just in the last month. And here in New Hampshire, there's a liberty movement. For those of you who are just tuning in, maybe you're new to the show, there's a movement of people who really care about freedom who are coming here from all around the globe. James, you and I moved, not together, but from the south of the United States. Some people as far away as Russia. People are really getting here, and they're getting active in a way that the libertarian community has never seen before. And some of that has meant that liberty-minded people, real principled folks, have gotten elected to the State House here in New Hampshire, and they've been doing some good work. Let me go through a quick rundown for you here of some of the stuff that has passed within the last month, or within the month of March, in the State House. Now remember, all of this needs to go through the Senate and the governor first, but it gives you an indication of how special of a place New Hampshire is and how different it is politically. So there's a bill, this is probably one of the most important ones, that will require jurors, and if you want to know all the bill numbers and whatever, I'll be posting this to freekeen.com a little bit later on here tonight, so you can check that out. There's a bill that will require jurors in court cases to be clearly informed of their age-old right to vote according to their conscience, and decide on the justness of a law as well as the facts in the case. This is known as jury nullification. It was used to some extent, I believe, in your case, James. It was certainly brought up by your attorney. Your attorney, yes. When you were arrested for recording the police, your attorney gave an excellent speech about jury nullification in his closing argument to the jury. And in New Hampshire, it's legal to do that. In some states, if you mention jury nullification in federal court,
yes,
if you mention jury nullification,
they'll be
mistrial, possible contempt of court, it's not going to be good. But here you can do that. So this would take it to the next level. This would require, in criminal cases, juries to be informed of jury nullification. So not just simply allowing, not just having the freedom to talk about it as a defendant or an attorney, but a mandate that the jury would be able to or would hear something about jury nullification. The bill passed on a roll call vote with a significant margin in the State House. There's another one where law enforcement would have access to patients' private health care information without a warrant. There was a recommendation to pass that bill from the committee, but the full House overturned that recommendation and vote to kill that bill on a roll call vote. So the police will not be able to access health care information without a warrant in the state of New Hampshire.
Now, what could possibly be their justification? Like, why would they need to see my medical record?
Well, we're the police, and we need to know these things. Having more information is good when we're investigating people.
That was one of the...
Like, I just can't imagine, we're looking for the bank robber. We need to see the medical records.
Maybe they're looking for, you know, a drug possession case or somebody who's purchased too much oxycodone or something like that. I don't know.
We've whittled away on the rights. So there's always been certain classes of people like clergy, lawyers, doctors that you could be honest. You could say, this is what the truth is. Here's my situation. And I'm hearing voices, and the voices are telling me to blow up a federal building. And the reason you wanted these people you could be honest with, you wouldn't be punished for speaking the truth to, is so you could get help and get treatment. I have to be honest, if you're the kind of person who's planning on blowing up a federal building, in the past I would say, tell your psychiatrist this so he can medicate you and get you to not blow up the federal building. But now I would say be very careful who you say that to, because if you say that to your psychiatrist, he may actually be required by law to turn that information over to law enforcement for use against you.
I'm pretty sure they are required by law to do that.
I think so.
I mean, it's getting more and more dangerous. You can't trust your doctor. I hate to say it, but yeah, like there are certain things I will not tell my doctor because he would legally be required to take some action that would be adverse or against me. And so a good example is if you say you have extreme pain and you're in the hospital emergency room, for God's sakes, if they say, do you do any drugs? Do not say I've done marijuana. Do not say I've done cocaine. Don't say 3 years ago I took a snort of heroin. Do not admit to any illegal drug use, because if you do, your doctor will be barred by the DEA from giving you any pain meds. Mm. So if you go into the emergency room and you just cracked your head open, you're in excruciating pain, there's a time and place for honesty, and the emergency room is not one of them. You want to withhold that information from your doctor. So if you're a drug user, for God's sakes, if you need pain meds, do not tell your doctor that you are an unlawful user of drugs, because he can't do it. He'll say, look, you're in excruciating pain. I think 5 milligrams oxycodone would be totally appropriate. But because you told me you smoked pot
a month
ago,
ibuprofen.
You have to have an ibuprofen. Yes, absolutely.
I'm feeling the need to CYA here. This is not legal or medical advice. You know,
well, yeah, it always is important to say
don't
that.
Don't confuse that this is legal or medical advice.
He's not an attorney.
Yes, I'm not an attorney. I'm just telling you what I know to be true.
Like, even in our society, we have to. It's funny because it's like you have to be very careful what you say, which
does
is
Does anybody
the point.
Ever, like, okay,
and I feel the need to, like, clarify, like, this is not legal advice.
Do any of you, like, if your friend asks you for advice, do you ever say, now, this is not legal advice? No, the whole thing we understand is when you ask me for my opinion,
well,
I give it to you.
Well, if it's your friend, then you trust that he's probably not working for the state and is going to roll on you.
Well,
but if you're on the radio, you do need to make sure it's clear.
One of the callers tonight was like, oh, is there a lawyer on there? So, like, people get confused, you know? Like,
yeah.
Well, that can be fun for TJ to do a show.
Well, don't call into the show and say, I just murdered my wife. Can I talk to you and expect? No, of course not. This is a public radio show.
I think you should do a show called Not Legal Advice. That way, every time you come back from break, you would say, this is not legal advice, because that's the name of the show.
People ask me, what would you do? And I mean, so many people say, no, I'm not a lawyer. And I never say that. I never say I'm not a lawyer.
I say it all the time, too. I worry about that.
You worry about that. I say, look, you know, I have a First Amendment right to tell you what I think is correct. And if you follow my advice and hurt yourself, then you should have gone to a real lawyer. And that's why I say I normally don't talk about something unless I'm pretty sure I know the answer. Because, you know, my advice, if you take it, because I don't want you to hurt yourself because of some advice I gave you, but at the same time, I assume a person's not an idiot. I assume a person is not going to mount a legal defense or commit a crime or possibly take some action that could create them into big trouble just because I said so on the radio.
I agree with you, and I think it is important to, you know, presume the best about people, but unfortunately we know that when you're on the radio, any amount of idiots could be listening as well as people
like
who
I
hate
say, you.
Know,
oh yeah, 5 milligrams of heroin is no big deal. I mean, you can totally do 5 milligrams, and you do that and you end up overdosing and hurting yourself. I mean, really, I mean, and I guess sadly, a lot of jurors would be like, yeah, you told people to do 5. No, I didn't. I just said 5 milligrams would be a standard dose if it were legal.
Yeah.
And
that's just information. It's not advice.
Yeah.
So TJ is neither a doctor nor a lawyer.
That's right.
That would be like a disclaimer.
Yeah. He's not prescribing you anything. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Speaking of heroin, I don't know if I mentioned this.
3,6-diacetylmorphine, the diacetyl ester of morphine.
Some really good news about heroin, I guess, needles that may be decriminalized here very soon in New Hampshire.
I have to tell you a great
story. Hold
that
thought.
Yeah.
You tell me a story in a moment. 855-453 is the toll-free number. 855-450-3733. We'll go over a few more of the cool political news coming out of New Hampshire. Why is this the destination for liberty-loving people? Because we actually have a chance at achieving freedom here when we get enough people together. Check out ShireSociety.com to learn more about that. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username, LRN.FM. Still to come, some great news from the New Hampshire State House and more evidence of how special a place New Hampshire is where, you know, we might actually see heroin needle decriminalization. We'll tell you more about that and why it matters. Because some people, are, you know, they don't care about heroin users. Oh, you like junkies? No, nobody really likes a junkie. But sometimes those junkies are the people who we care about. And even if they're not people who you know, they're still human beings and they deserve to have a chance at getting better. So we'll talk more about the heroin needle exchanges and things like that. Coming up here also, the Pastafarians are under fire by a court decision. James Cleveland will be telling us about that here
the
tonight.
The Pastafarians.
Yes.
I just love the play on words.
That's what they call themselves
around here.
Let's go, though, first to the phones, to the phone. We've got David. He's calling us from Mississippi, and you're on Skype. Hey, David.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Welcome, sir.
Hey, so I know you guys said you're not dispensing medical or legal information, and for good reason.
Well, we do dispense legal and medical information. Now, what we say is, please
not
don't file. Please don't. You know, follow our advice and get yourself killed, or file a lawsuit and drag us into it and say we were giving you legal advice.
So I wanted to hear what the reason why he was going to give, though. Go ahead, David.
Yeah. So I mean, that was a bit inaccurate when you were describing how a doctor would react and how they are legally not allowed to dispense medication to people who openly admit to have smoked pot or done a bit of coke. I mean, I work in an ER in a small college town regularly. Well, I used to work full-time. Now I'm part-time because I got a better gig somewhere else. But I worked in the ER there regularly at night. We would see drunk college kids come in, and they would get pain medicine when they bumped their noggins or whatever they had done.
And they had admitted to using some sort of illegal drug?
Yeah, man. They'd say, oh, yeah, I smoked some pot last week, bro.
Here's the danger. Here's the danger. If you prescribe pain medications to someone specifically, I mean, the DEA has regulations on this one, but if you know that the person is an unlawful user of a Schedule One compound, you risk having your DEA control number revoked.
Really?
Yes, I mean, that's just...
Wait, is it different to prescribe a medication versus to just give it away in the hospital?
If you're a medical,
might be a question for David. Go ahead, David.
So I'm medical personnel. I mean, I think it's definitely down to the discretion of the doctor, and I think in emergency situations, it's totally that sort of thing is probably out the window. If not out the window, there's definitely loopholes.
Yeah, I was going to say, how much checking is there on that? Because obviously, you know, if you go into a doctor's office, a lot of times, and I'm not talking about the emergency room, but in a doctor's office, they'll have free samples of prescription medication, and they'll just sort of give it to you rather than giving you a prescription. You know, how much of that is actually recorded? How much of that is...
The free samples? That's not recorded at all.
Right, that's what I'm thinking.
It's a free sample. They just hand it to you. That's just them being nice because they get a bunch of samples from a drug rep.
So anything else you want to share tonight, David?
Well, I mean, I also think, medicine from a libertarian standpoint is not something that's talked about too much in the liberty movement. And there's a lot of, you know, stances, I think, that we can make against the government in terms of our medical care, and people don't go into enough how awful our medical care is because of government regulation. All the regulations on like insurance companies and doctors and hospitals and Medicare and Medicaid, making private insurance companies kind of start acting like Medicare and Medicaid and say, well, I won't cover that, or I'll only cover a certain percentage of that.
Right.
The government has sort of led the way for the private insurance companies to do a half-assed job.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, and they've reduced competition significantly as well because of these, you know, regulations that are just piled on and piled on.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of these companies will sell. You know, they'll sell to one of the big insurers, and then you've got this consolidation going on where there are, in some cases, two choices in any given marketplace. And we're not far away now from the government completely nationalizing insurance companies. The whole Obamacare is kind of a step in that direction, as I understand it. Forcing insurance companies to accept pre-existing conditions and things like that is going to drive them to the point of bankruptcy. And then at some point, when there's no other insurance companies who buy up these failing insurance companies, then the government will say, well, looks like this whole insurance thing just isn't working out. We'll just have to take over the whole operation and move to full single payer, which then will make things even worse, because then it'll be just this one-size-fits-all government program decided by government bureaucrats. So,
I mean, actually, I have a problem right now in the fact that I don't really need a doctor. What I need is a doctor's signature. So I've been on the same medicine for 7 years, and I needed a refill. And, of course, I'm up here in New Hampshire visiting, so I had to go to see a local physician. I paid him $100, mm-hmm. and I said, look, doc, here's my diagnosis. Same thing, 7 years, exact same medication. And he said, yep, totally agree with you. Here's your prescription. He signed on a piece of paper, in and out, 5 minutes. So I said, yeah, he made $100 in 5 minutes.
That's pretty sweet.
And I said, really? I didn't need his advice. I already knew what was wrong.
Needed.
And if I could just go to the pharmacy and say, dispense this prescription, I would.
Well, that's been going on for 50 years, man.
Oh, yeah.
Or more than 50 years, 60 or 70
It's a racket.
Yeah.
Well, a nurse used to could write you a prescription.
Yeah. And that's why I like Mexico.
So it's gotten worse.
Well, Mexico, I love Mexico's system. So with the exception of your controlled substances, so like your benzodiazepines, your opioids, things that could possibly do a severe amount of harm, most medication in Mexico is over the counter. So if I wanted, say, sertraline 50 milligrams, that's like Zoloft, that's an antidepressant, I can just go down to Mexico and buy it. They assume.
But can you bring it back into the United States?
Yes, you can. That's a legally gray area. I wouldn't know, like, you know, say possibly, maybe.
This is not legal advice from TJ the Spy.
Almost.
The question is, what is the purpose of a doctor? And so
the answer is, it depends, right, as far as whether you can get it back.
I would say a status, they view the doctor, your job is to protect me from myself. Your job
but the
is
reality
to
is
from...
it's to protect the doctors from competition. If only
you guys, I like the Chinese system.
What's that?
Okay, and it's not the Chinese government system. It's the traditional Chinese system. You pay the doctor when you're well, okay? You pay the doctor so much every week or 2 weeks or every month or whatever when you're doing okay, when there's nothing wrong with you. When you're sick, that's when you go to the doctor and you don't pay him until you're better.
So sort of like insurance, but run by the doctors.
Not quite. It's almost like having a doctor on
call.
Not on call. Like what do you call it? A retainer.
No, they actually have. There are some doctors in the United States who do that model.
Yeah, where, a couple here in my hometown have started that.
Yeah, I think you're going to see more of it as the government starts doing more mandates and more Obamacare and things like that. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, David. Great, good input. I appreciate the expertise and thanks for making the call.
Well, I wanted to ask him. You see, I've thought about becoming a medical doctor myself because the one thing I want is the magical wand. So, you know, Harry Potter.
The prescribing wand?
The prescribing wand. You see, it's like a magical pen. You write down 5 milligramium, painum, expellum, oxycodonus. And then, ta-da, you can be the most excruciating pain in your life.
Yeah, but then you become under scrutiny of the DEA, and there's all kinds of problems.
That would be my only thing. Like, I can imagine on my medical application, like, name one doctor you admire. Dr. Jack Kevorkian. He is my hero. I think he really got it right as far as if you don't think your life is worth living, if you want to kill yourself and you're not psychotic, you're not in a psychosis, you're not mentally ill, and you've said, look, I'm terminally ill, I am in excruciating pain, nothing has worked, I want to take 10 grams secobarbital and end it all, I'd be like, okay, yep, totally seems well-reasoned, here's your prescription, and I would lose my license. I would go to jail if I did that, except in two states. In Oregon and in Washington, they do allow doctor-assisted euthanasia, but only if you're in terminally ill cases. So what if you're just in a lot of pain? But you're not terminally ill.
Hopefully, we'll be able to remedy that here in New Hampshire. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE with the movement of liberty-minded people coming here. We're having
feel free to call
success.
In and yell and start screaming and telling me what an evil idiot that I don't respect life and everything. That's
You know, it's hard to find people who oppose, at least to go on the air, who oppose doctor-assisted suicide. It is hard. We've talked about it on the radio previously, and it is very difficult to get someone to call in and take that position. But you're welcome to. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We have Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Will New Hampshire legalize used heroin needles? It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We've got plenty of time for you to share your thoughts with us here. So the toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I'm super grateful to the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. It's an excellent group that is full of liberty-minded folks, people who actually do understand what freedom means, who are working within the political system here, which is an amazingly accessible system that you can actually make a difference in. I've seen it work. And they're probably the most effective of all the liberty groups up there working in Concord. And they've had some amazing successes, and their political director, Keith Ammon, wrote up a nice summary of what happened in the month of March that was, for the most part, pretty good. He included some of the bad stuff in there as well. Obviously, you know, it's politics, so there's a mix of good and bad. And I've highlighted some of it in a fresh post that just went up over at freekeen.com. Just a recap, there is this is just what the House has passed. So it's some of what the House has passed. It's interesting to look at because it's an indicator of, you know, would these things happen in your state? Would the state House pass these bills to mandate that juries be given instructions on what jury nullification is? That bill passed overwhelmingly in a voice vote. There was a bill that was defeated. Now, it's a good thing it was defeated. That would allow law enforcement to access your private health care information without a warrant. That went down in flames in a roll call vote. There's also a new bill that will add ulcerative colitis as an acceptable condition to receive medical cannabis, which is a program that is hopefully going to get off the ground this year in New Hampshire.
When are they going to add, like, mood disorders like depression and bipolar and some of the psychiatric disorders to the cannabis use?
I haven't read the bill, so I don't know what is currently included. I know there's a push for some of those things to happen.
Because anytime you have a legalization process like this, they'll have, like, epilepsy and Parkinson's disease and all these other diseases. So, of course, everybody's trying to get their disease on the list so that they can use medical cannabis for their disease.
I think that once you see that the sort of the camel's nose is under the tent, so to speak, with medical cannabis, it's about ready. The dispensaries are supposed to be opening up in 2016. It's taken forever because it's government. I mean, medical cannabis passed back in 2012, and here we are 4 years later, and the damn dispensaries haven't even opened yet.
It's kind
yet.
Of like the Narcan of thing that's going on in New Hampshire as far as it's
slow
taking
going.
Forever.
Yeah. But it's good because it's happening, but it's just government, so things happen slowly. More, though, about that. So the Health and Human Services Committee recommendation was to kill the bill 9-6. So they said, we think the full House should just kill this idea of adding ulcerative colitis, because I guess the Health and Human Services Committee doesn't care about those people, so they voted 9-6.
Well, then everybody with ulcerative colitis shows up and says, I have ulcerative colitis. Why
you can't do that after the hearing. So the public hearing is had. In New Hampshire, every bill gets a public hearing. In a lot of states, that doesn't happen, from what I understand. So whatever the bill is, no matter how kooky or crazy or whatever or how outrageous, it gets a public hearing. That's when you want to show up to speak, because after that, you don't get to go to the full state house. So what happens is each bill is assigned to a committee. Each committee hears different types of bills.
Okay.
This Health and Human Services would have held their committee hearing. They would have heard from the public, and then later they would vote on whether or not to recommend to kill the bill or to recommend to pass the bill. So they did hear from people. They recommended to kill this bill. But what happened on the House floor, where you cannot testify because it's your testimony chance was already happened, what happened on the House floor was it was overturned. So the committee's recommendation was overturned, and the bill passed on a voice vote. So now it goes on to the Senate and hopefully to the governor to pass to allow these folks to have medical cannabis. In other news, there's a bill that has another decrim bill that has passed overwhelmingly, and this is interesting what happened. The Criminal Justice Committee wanted the bill killed. This would decriminalize small amounts, small possession of cannabis amounts. The Criminal Justice Committee wanted the bill killed, but the full House overturned the recommendation, and the bill overwhelmingly passed on a voice vote. Remember, last year a similar bill passed 80% in the state House. So again, a tremendous support for this amongst the people, which is really what the House represents best. To the consternation of some in the House leadership, when the voice vote passed with near unanimous yays, the House erupted in cheers. And the Speaker of the House then scolded the House members for, quote, showing emotion.
Yes, we have to be very boring here.
That's right.
Very staid, very serious. My fellow colleagues.
Oh, yeah. I was shamed at one point because I made a sex joke when I was testifying in front of one of the committees, the Transportation
Committee.
I remember
when Joe Wilson got into trouble for, you lied. Everybody's like, boo.
Like, this medical care, let me be clear. This medical will not apply to illegal immigrants.
You lie! Boo! Like at the State of the Union address. Remember that? Like her
I don't watch those things.
I know they're carefully scripted, I know. So, I mean, like, the reason I don't like watching them is there's nothing interesting going to happen there. I like watching things where people are throwing shoes and getting into fist fights and insulting each other.
I would love to see more fights.
Like the Lord of Commoners, the House of Commons, House. Whatever the House of Representative equivalent is.
Yeah.
So it's not the House of Lords, but it's the House of Parliament in Great Britain. They have to have a meeting with the Prime Minister, and boy, do those things get cantankerous.
I
mean, they're yelling and just shouting and insulting each other. And I said, yeah, it's like Jerry Springer meet Congress. So, I mean, I think C-SPAN, the reason it's so dreadfully dull is that nobody does anything interesting. Imagine Judge Judy. I want to see Judge Judy combined with not Justice Scalia since he's dead now, but, you know, somebody who's like a curmudgeon, and they could just get up there and insult the heck out of each other. I think that would be much more entertaining.
Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. The House also, in the month of March, passed multiple education bills that protect student privacy and parental rights, and they voted down a bill that would have required 100% of charter school teachers to be credentialed by the state. bill that would have legalized the possession and cultivation of marijuana for personal use was unfortunately laid upon the table, which is a motion that effectively kills that bill. So legalization not going through this year. And that's not a bad thing necessarily. I'd rather see more decrim than I would full legalization, because legalization of cannabis usually means state control of it. And hopefully we'll get to the point where somebody, and I know actually this year there was, I believe there was a bill proposed by a Free State Project early mover, Mike Sylvia, I think, who is in his second term in the state house. He did propose a true end prohibition bill where it would just simply strike cannabis or marijuana from the state statutes and completely not legalize it, but end prohibition on it. It didn't go anywhere, but at the very least it was put forward for discussion, and that needs to happen again. In other news, the House passed a bill that puts more reasonable restrictions on civil asset forfeiture laws. So that's a topic we were discussing earlier, where the government can just come after a stack of cash that they find you with and, you know, use their civil asset forfeiture laws to seize that. Civil asset forfeiture, as Keith points out here from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, is a practice where the state can charge a person's property with a crime, and the accused would have to prove the property wasn't engaged in crime, which turns innocent until proven guilty on its head. Another bill passed, which removes the criminal penalty for possessing a needle with an unusable amount of heroin or another drug. This reduction in penalty paves the way for private organizations to set up needle exchanges to help reduce some of the harmful costs of the heroin public health crisis. So one of the things that people will notice about heroin use is sometimes it results in used needles on the ground, and it's a pretty ugly thing to see. Nobody wants to see that because it's a reminder that, you know, heroin use is happening, right? Well, and it's dangerous.
Well, I mean, isn't it funny? Because if you inject yourself, like if you're an insulin diabetic, you need to inject yourself with insulin. So most insulin people try to be very discreet about it. They go into the bathroom and you see that Sharps container there for their insulin. So I said, well, you know.
Oh, that's for insulin? I thought it was for heroin users.
You're serious. You thought the Sharps container in the bathroom was for heroin users. Like people that, pardon me, I got to go powder my nose and shoot up some smack. Just wait for me, Bob.
There's a heroin problem in New Hampshire. I don't know if you've heard about this, but it's apparently a pretty big thing out here. You know, people get bored in the middle of the woods and they get high on smack. Anyway, the sharing of needles, as Keith Ammon points out over at nhliberty.org, contributes to the spread of diseases such as hepatitis and HIV and AIDS. So if the person doesn't just throw the heroin needle on the ground, because it's illegal to possess a used heroin needle, and or any used drug needle, so it, you know,
well,
it makes
it,
more sense.
Is it illegal to possess just needles, period, or is it possessed?
It depends.
Because I could understand if it's a used heroin needle, then it's drug paraphernalia, and so drug paraphernalia is illegal to loan.
It depends.
Period.
I think on the state. So I don't know which states in which it's illegal or legal to have a clean needle. I suspect in some places it is.
I mean, could you imagine that? Hi, I have a butterfly needle. You know, a 5 mil butterfly needle. Oh, you're under arrest. Well, I'm not a drug. I use them to inject colored water into stuff.
There may be states where you have to have a prescription in order to have the needle. I don't know. Maybe somebody out there knows for sure.
Our
toll-free
number
here
that's
is...
That's the crazy thing. We don't even know what the government rules are on
our toll-free number is 855-453. If you know better than us on this one, 855-450-3733. So either the junkie will throw the needle on the ground, which is dangerous. Nobody wants their kid to pick up a used needle. Nobody wants that. Or they'll hold on to it and then they'll share a needle. So either way, making it legal to have a used heroin needle with a very, you know, trace amount of heroin in it, not a usable amount, would, or decriminalizing that, would actually help keep people safer, would help with reducing harm to drug users. Toll-free number if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. You can see the full story right now. It's up at freekeen.com. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is having a huge sale on ads. If you have a local business, contact this station. They'll help you out. But if you do business nationally through a website, a brand, or a call center, Free Talk Live ads are 66% off until April 16th. I can't give you the rates here, but I can tell you the packages are as low as $500. We're on 170-plus stations. We do endorsements. And we have a big old online audience. Contact Mark at freetalklive.com. We've never had a sale this big. Mark at freetalklive.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.